Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. When the media isn't writing about how horrible they think Harry and Meghan are, there's always time for an article about how wonderful Kate is. From Us Weekly, a flowing article about Kate and William's parenting of George. An insider said, "The royals are renowned for being stiff upper lip, but William and Kate have a more modern approach to parenting and are moving away from that mentality. Open communities is key for them, but they set boundaries and have rules in place. Until that fateful day when he becomes king, Kate and William want George to have a normal life and don't want him to grow up too quickly," per the source. Their search for normalcy even extends beyond the home. He's not called Prince George at school and is simply known as George. He mixes with children his own age. Kate and William don't shower him with expensive gifts, nor do they overspoil him. George makes his bed every morning. All the children have impeccable manners and always say please and thank you. Us Weekly shares that earlier this year, Kate's mum, Carol Middleton, opened up about how she keeps the little ones entertained at her country home. "If I'm doing planting with my grandchildren, I like to have it all laid out at activity stations with their own little trowel and pot so they can get started immediately. It's no good calling children over to an activity only for you to have them fuss about looking for the right equipment and cleaning a space. They'll soon lose interest and slope off. It's important for children to grow up appreciating nature, and part of that is allowing them to get a bit muddy." In July 2020, William hinted that his eldest son could be a big star someday, and not just as the king. "I reckon he could be an Aston Villa all-time leading goal scorer," the prince teased on that Peter Crouch podcast at the time, adding that George could definitely go pro someday. "I see no reason why not. It would be brilliant." The Guardian caught our attention with this headline, "Queen secretly lobbied Scottish ministers for climate law exemption." Per the Guardian report, the Queen's lawyers secretly lobbied Scottish ministers to change a draft law to exempt her private land from a major initiative to cut carbon emissions, documents reveal. The exemption means the Queen, one of the largest landowners in Scotland, is the only person in the country not required to facilitate the construction of pipelines to heat buildings using renewable energy. Her lawyers secured the dispensation from Scotland's government 5 months ago by exploiting an obscure parliamentary procedure known as Queen's Consent, which gives the monarch advance sight of legislation. The move appears at odds with the royal family's public commitment to tackling the climate crisis, with Prince William recently joining his father Charles in campaigning to cut emissions and protect the planet. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Fox News wondered about Meghan and Harry's apparent hypocrisy. They remind us that a rep for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex confirmed last summer that the couple purchased a home in Santa Barbara in July 2020 by saying they have settled into the quiet privacy of their community since their arrival and hope this will be respected for their neighbours as well as them as a family. They settled into their quiet life by starting a podcast, only one episode so far, doing a Netflix deal, going on Oprah, and announcing Harry's deal for 4 books. Fox says a source close to the Markle family claimed that that couple's newfound freedom on the West Coast appears to have been part of a bigger plan the couple organized all along. "Meghan should have known what it was like marrying into the royal family. I don't know if this was all part of the bigger plan of things they talked about between them. But for Meghan to cause all the big waves in the royal family just to go back to a Hollywood career and break hundreds of years of traditions is unprecedented. To want privacy and to demand this and say how deep of a depression Meghan fell in because of all of this and how she wanted to end her life, it sure doesn't seem like it now. I don't feel for Harry. I think he's a part of it too. They have to know what they're doing. How do you break all these royal traditions, claim that you want privacy, you want to go back to a normal life, and then just do the same thing that you were doing before? It's just all for show. It's unfortunate for the people she left in her wake, her own family. Now she just goes back to her same old life without her father, who spent his entire life taking care of her, putting her in the best schools and using every connection he had to take care of her. People are out here starving. Some people have just lost everything. They've worked so hard for it in life because of COVID-19. Don't tell me you're supposed to sympathize with the ones who really have issues when you have multi-million-dollar problems. It's laughable." And from My London News, the royal family is almost a 1,000-year institution, which prides itself on tradition and continuance. In order for that to happen, hundreds of rules and customs must be followed by every member of the family, some of which are just plain silly. These rules even extend to the language they use when they speak. While many of the words are custom for any upper to middle class household, some are unique to the royals. But one word jumps out because of the unbelievable irony that comes with it. It would seem that the poshest family in the world don't say the word posh. According to Watching the English, The Hidden Rules of English Behaviour, author Kate Fox and royal etiquette expert Mika Meyer, this word is a big no-no when it comes to life inside the palace. They explain, the correct upper-class word is smart. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.